Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Let's check in with Joseph Lunsley in Ukraine. And I know you're in Kyiv today, Joe. You left Kharkiv just in time. I understand Russian forces attacked Kharkiv in the last 24 hours. What's the situation where you are today in Kyiv?
Bob, good afternoon. From Kyiv. And, you know, the past week when I was in Kharkiv, there were frequent attacks, missile attacks throughout the week here in Kyiv. I arrived here late last night. And it's calm and for now. And, you know, this morning I got up early. I went for a run. And Kyiv is such a city of great energy. You see, you know, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. People going on the metro, people walking quickly down the sidewalk, going to work. And it's really energizing to see, you know, every time I return here, you see more and more life coming back to the city. And you know, for me, that every time I see that, these are little signs of victory approaching. And so every city in Ukraine has its own identity. You know, in Lviv, it can be hard to get a coffee before 9 o'clock in the morning. But in Kyiv, you know, people are up early and, it's a very energetic city. I had coffee this morning, with a Polish volunteer and, also an American volunteer. And we were talking about this, you know, the recent, public rift, it seems, between politicians in Ukraine and politicians in Poland. And it's you know, you see the headlines and the news stories, but then you have the real conversations among people here on the ground from all these countries. And I realize that the reality is, you know, politicians are always going to be politicians. But when I talk with people here in Ukraine, you know, the Ukrainians tend to criticize the Ukrainian government and the Poles tend to criticize the Polish government. Mm-hmm. And so I think we all have to remember when we read the news stories and the headlines, just because the leaders of these democratic nations say certain things, it does not reflect what the people are thinking on a day-to-day basis. And there's many different opinions. And usually the case is that the people in those countries are critical of what the politicians are saying. And I think the other thing, you know, there was, you know, President Zelensky's comments in the United Nations regarding the Polish, you know, situation with exporting grain to Poland. And remember that, especially for Ukrainian not just Ukrainian people, but also Ukrainian leaders, they're tired too. You know, they're here. They have to live through the Russian attacks, the constant air alarms, and so that does take a toll. And I think there needs to be some kind of understanding for that. And as we look at, you know, I think this Russian propaganda is probably, if you go back and look at Soviet history, the Russians were always great at propaganda, and it's very insidious. And, you know, I mean, we now have the situation where the speaker of the Canadian parliament has stepped down as speaker because of that situation when President Zelensky was there with Justin Trudeau in Ottawa, and the speaker of the parliament honored a very old Ukrainian Canadian citizen, and everyone was clapping for him, and it turned out he served with the Nazi unit in World War II. And it's, you know, when you look at the, you know, that has dominated the headlines and conversations. For example, even people I know who are great volunteers who've helped here in Ukraine, and people from other countries, now they're even contacting me. And instead of working on the project of working toward victory, they're saying, oh, this, you know, we need to discuss this. We need to talk about what happened in the 1940s. And it's shifting. I see it on a very micro level. It's taking people off the focus of the day-to-day work required to stop this Russian tyranny that's happening now. And so I do think that we have to be very aware. Sometimes it can be hard to prove these things, but we at least have to be aware that we're not becoming susceptible to this Russian propaganda. And that was the same when we saw, you know, again, the headlines about, you know, Ukraine and Poland being in a dispute. I mean, if you look at it, you know, there are Poles that are fighting and volunteering independently with Ukrainians. Poles have been such a great ally for Ukraine. That's really the story. And someone is trying to stir things up. So I think it's very important to acknowledge that stuff's happening, but then to step back and see the whole picture. And for example, look at, as we were talking about the past few days, on last Friday, the Ukrainians had that amazing feat of hitting the Black Sea headquarters for the Russian Navy. And we still don't know exactly. We don't know for sure. The Russians are saying that the commander is still alive. They released a video with him. It's hard. We can't prove it one way or the other. But nevertheless, we do know that they hit this major target. And, you know, if you think about going back to February 24th, 2022, the Russians have had the same refrain. They've said, do not give Ukraine tanks or we're going to go nuclear. Do not give Ukraine jets or we're going to go nuclear. Don't give Ukraine HIMARS or we'll go nuclear. Do not attack positions in Crimea or we'll go nuclear. And then we look and Ukrainian, you know, the West has helped Ukraine in all these ways. Ukrainians have done these things. They've hit Crimea, Russian positions in Crimea. And what has Russia done? You know, they hit a hotel in Odessa that was empty. And as a friend of mine with whom I was speaking today said, you know, we're dealing with a very primitive enemy, someone who believes that might makes right, but not very sophisticated. And so instead of being trapped up in these debates about, you know, things that happened long ago, the question is, you know, here, you know, these are free people standing together against someone who's willing to throw missiles at civilian, you know, at cities every single day and keep the focus on that, on defeating that enemy.
That Russian propaganda machine just never stops. And I would assume that that is behind this video of the Russian admiral who supposedly was killed. And today, as you mentioned, he's on the air, an interview with Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. But who knows when that interview was done? And it's doubtful that he's still alive, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, you know, the best way to prove that he's alive is to let CNN or the BBC interview him. If you want to prove it, do that. And that's something that they can't do. When we speak about the insidious nature of this propaganda, I mean, I felt it. I mean, I've seen again on the micro level, like even the people I interact with every day, people arguing with each other and getting nasty with each other who are working for Ukraine because of, you know, all of a sudden debating, you know, things that happened long ago and forgetting that, you know, Ukraine in 2014, you know, said, hey, we don't want to live in this old Soviet mindset or this mindset that we always had to have wars in Europe. We want to live freely. That was what the people did in 2014. And now, you know, the same Ukraine that is able to hit Russian bases with precision missiles is led by a Jewish president, a Muslim Crimean Tatar defense minister. And Ukraine is an incredibly tolerant country. And so so we need to remember these things and remember that it's look at how Ukraine is in a strong position now, despite all the difficulties. And we are facing, by the way, I mean, you know, it's still warm weather here. But, you know, it was last October 10th when the Russians began their campaign of destroying Ukrainian infrastructure. And when I talk with people here, I mean, the Russians did so much damage last winter. There are great fears that it's going to be much more difficult this winter. Mm-hmm. And so there are serious difficulties. And that's why it's all the more important and to really pay attention to how the Russians they are effective at it. I mean, they're effective at breaking down people who are working together and getting people to argue amongst themselves. And so that's, I think, one of the key things to get through these next months. Anyone who supports, you know, freedom and decency needs to be very aware that we don't fall prey to that propaganda.
While you're there in Kyiv, in the capital there, Joseph, I may have an assignment for you. I want you to go to the Bureau of Records because I talked to a relative of mine last night, and she said that my dad was actually born in Kyiv but left the country through Odessa. So there's some confusion in our family about where he was really born. He was always mysterious about that. Maybe you can find some records there somewhere. I don't know. But I'd love to find out one day.
I'll see if we can find something. And, you know, we that he spent time in Odessa, and we always talk about the Odessa sense of humor.
He had that.
And being mysterious.
Yep.
Yeah, being mysterious is part of that. So, that's very much part of Ukraine's. I mean, the only way, I mean, you know, Ukraine has also been very good at being mysterious because you have to be in order to defeat such a massive enemy. And that's another thing to remember, that I think this counteroffensive is if it is to succeed, it will be more than we have imagined. So we'll keep that mysterious air in mind, but I'll see if I can dig up anything on the Surratt family here in Ukraine.
Yeah. First name, Sam. Thanks, Joseph. We'll check in with you tomorrow at this time.
Until tomorrow. Thank you.